Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 29th of March, recording at 7:23 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights in here. In stock markets, today belongs to the bulls. Yesterday belonged to the bears, today the bulls. And not for the first time, it started first in Japan, up 1.5% on the Nikkei. Good gains in Europe overall, nothing spectacular. Wall Street might be on a flyer here today. NASDAQ is up nearly 1.5 percentage points. Dow 77 as I speak. Now, other highlights, and there are quite a few of them here. Government bonds weak again. And if we look at the US dollar, a bit softer in here today. And precious metals, very, very strong. Energy, again, on the highs of the day here right now, modest gains, but reversing small earlier losses. Okay. So what's going on here with stock markets? Well, we've still got plenty of liquidity, and we've still got the M&A activity bubbling along. And my own view, and I've written about this today, is that GDP growth is going to be a little better than people had felt, and that while there is some evidence that central banks are now trying to rein in liquidity, and or increase the cost of money. We definitely know that there's definitely evidence that they're increasing the cost of money in most specifically in the US. Commercial banks are still voracious lenders, and that's helping to fuel a lot of this M&A activity. So lots of liquidity sloshing around in the system still. And my hunch is that where a lot of people have been saying, you know, the U.S. is going to slow down this year, and that may well cause the Chinese economy to slow down in Japan and lead to an overall global slowdown. Well, that scenario is in with a chance while interest rates are moving up and energy prices are moving up. But I suspect what we're more likely to see first, at any rate, is a little bit of a growth spurt in here, which leads to somewhat higher interest rates. And I don't think Bernanke knows where he's going to, or he and his colleagues are going to stop raising rates. As I've said before, I suspect that they've all targeted the 5% level, but that doesn't mean that they'll stop there. They'll look and see. And as long as the U.S. economy is doing reasonably well, and they're still a bit concerned about inflationary pressures, read Chris Benoti on inflationary pressures, then they will raise a little bit more. And they'll probably take their cue in terms of when to stop from the financial markets. So when stock markets take fright, or government bonds, long-dated government and or long-dated government bond yields are rising too fast, then they may well back off and announce that enough is enough. Okay, how to actually play it in here? Well, I've discussed that on so many occasions. I'm staying with my long-term core positions here, and quite happy to do so. In the environment I just described, we could well see the strongest markets, such as India, go on and push a little bit higher. We can get some late runs and some of the laggards, but it's a risky environment. I really regard the M&A activity as a late in the cycle phenomenon. It's certainly historically that has always been the case. So it's a sign of a mature cycle, and a mature cycle is followed by certainly by at least a correction. You do not get that type of M&A activity occurring in such frenzy, or not such frenzied M&A activity at the beginning of a stock market cycle. So it's not a into suggesting a launch pad for further gains, in my view. Okay, government bonds. I'm delighted to be short. We had big downward moves yesterday, reaffirming some of the declining trends in government bond prices, and we are getting follow-through in here today for most of these contracts that I keep an eye on. I may well put in the money stops. Well, I've already got some in the money stops. I may well put more in, and may be able to cover my entire position with those. In which case, then I would be free to increase those positions if it still looked justifiable in terms of trend activity. And remember, there are a lot of people who've been talking about buying those things, so I think the market is still long and wrong. Now, in terms of the dollar, I should have nipped in and picked up the euro against it yesterday. May still go in that, but I'm less interested in that when scalping points, I think, feel in the currency markets here, except for some pretty sharp runs, which I think we saw coming on the site, talking about the New Zealand dollar breaking down in the US, but I let those opportunities pass because technically they were certainly justifiable. I'm not too keen to be buying the dollar against anything in here, but the pattern was clear. Those are tradable signals, and some of you who were more alert than I to the potential, I'm sure have done just that. I'd certainly use a trailing stop to protect those positions now if you have done so. But I'm playing this through the precious metals, not to anywhere near the extent that I have previously, but I have increased my gold position. I've doubled my gold position this week, and it's up $10 spot gold price here, up at 573. So we're really looking towards a breakout, and I think a breakout is pretty well inevitable here, given the terrific lead that we're getting from silver. And have a look at gold and some of those different currencies. Phenomenal. Now, I don't expect the industrial metals to be off the boil for very long. Copper dipped earlier today, but is up on the day now, although off the highs. Strong action overall. Energy pushing up. That's another potential headwind for the stock market. I don't think many people are paying attention at this stage, but again, oil, natural gas nudging up. So my goodness, I probably shouldn't. Danger of speaking too soon. That's beginning to bite into some of my losses from the last couple of rollovers in that natural gas contract. Okay, but main action here, strong resources, stock market still not dead, government bonds, this could turn into a rout. All the best.